Hey everybody, thanks again for tuning in to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you want to reach me, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Again, that is relate2019@gmail.com. Hey everybody, thank you for joining your girl on another podcast showing of Relate and Communicate. Hope everybody is doing well this first week of April 2019. So initially, when I was thinking about this week's podcast, I had something completely different in mind. I was going to script something and talk about something as I've done previously. But one of the things I've always valued myself in doing in my professional world as a social worker is working from a place of transparency. And so as a host of this podcast, Relate and Communicate, I would like to also remain transparent with my listeners and, of course, with myself, because being transparent with you keeps me honest with me. So I'm going to deviate from what I was going to speak about. And today I just want to talk about what's really affecting me at this moment in time, this moment in space. And what that is, I find myself in this place of hitting my wall, in this place of recovery. I find myself hitting the wall. Today I had physical therapy. You know, for those of you first time listeners, I had an injury. I'm still in recovery and I'm still in the physical therapy process. I have come a long way and yet I still have a ways to go. So I do therapeutic exercises here at home, but I go out to physical therapy once a week. And today I had physical therapy. And today went better than last week. Last week I found myself crying with my physical therapist. I was at a place of frustration and I was at a place of uncertainty. And overall, I was scared because I'm feeling very unsure about where I will be after all of this is said and done. Now, my injury was in June of 2018, and I know I'm not even a year in at this point. However, you know, you feel that year end date coming closer and closer. And although I have made some great advances, I'm doing things today that I definitely would not have been able to do a month ago, 2 months ago. I'm still not back to the place that I was prior to my injury. And with the work that I know I'm putting in, I have this level of frustration. And it's not my physical therapist. We were able to talk through where my angst was coming from. One of my biggest concerns, like I told her, is I have lost the ability to feel safe in my person. And anyone who's living with a disability, anyone out there that has a disability, you may know what I'm talking about. Anyone who has plateaued within their disability at a certain point, and then they find that they've reached another level where they have to reshape, rethink, alter how they manipulate their body to do different activities of daily living, it does make you feel nervous and uncertain. And for me, I call that feeling not being safe in my person. At this point, you know, it is frustrating for me that I am not yet at a place where I feel comfortable walking outside of the door of my home without the need of using a walker. I can take steps within my home. As long as my leg braces are on, I don't need the walker. I don't need the assisted device. But once I open that door, I feel like the world is still too big for me and my body is not yet ready for that. And there's a piece of me that's okay with that. And then there's this other piece of me that is definitely frustrated by that. You know, the other side of the coin is, in my heart, I want to go back to work. Like, again, I'm coming up on being a year into this recovery of injury. So that means I've been on short-term disability for a year. And I'm okay still at this moment because in my short-term disability bank, I basically had approximately a year worth of income, okay? So we're in April, so I still have maybe 2 months where I can draw unemployment and I can still pay my bills. Haven't added to my savings, mind you, but I am still fine. And I know that I'm blessed because of that, because I can literally survive and still be okay off of my short-term disability. Now, if my short-term disability runs out, then I have to apply for Social Security income. I don't even know what that'll look like. And honestly, I don't want to find out what that's going to look like. So with that being said, I'm also in this place of being ready to go back into the workforce. And honestly, that's what I was going to talk about today. Not just the workforce, but just being ready to reclaim my identity, to go back to trying to rediscover, redefine, and re-identify who I am in the world. Yet that piece is very difficult to do at this moment because I find myself hitting this wall, and that's frustrating. So yeah, last week I was able to process this with my physical therapist and I had a good cry with her. And so the last 7 days, I'll be honest, I did some of my therapeutic exercises here at home, but I was not as diligent with them as I had been in the previous weeks. You know, I did some exercises one day, but there was never one day where I did my full routine. And I know that was because I was just like, am I succumbing to where I am right now? And then I'm pissed about that because part of who I am is a fighter. And so I'm not one that's just ready to give up and to give in. So yeah. And then even in this giving in and giving up thing, I find myself struggling because I did go ahead and purchase a scooter. I'm ready to go ahead and get back into the workforce, but I'm also thinking about what that's going to look like for me. And the reality is it's going to be different. I'm not where I thought I would be physically, and I have all these questions about whether or not I'm gonna get back to where I was before injury. My physical therapist, very encouraging again, very supportive. I'm so thankful for Jessica. And she believes, as we've changed these exercises and I keep sticking with my program, that the strength is gonna come back and is going to continue to improve because the strength has come back. I have seen the improvements. So I went ahead and I purchased a scooter. But I did that because I want to go back to work, like I've said. I want to reclaim my life, but I know that things are changing. And part of that change is coming to terms with this new parameter of physical limitations that I have within this disability that I already have. And I know there might be some people out there that might be thinking, well, you've been disabled all this time. You probably knew that this was coming. No, not really. And that's the other side of the coin. Just because one has a disability and they live with different issues or chronic ailments and things of that nature, you're not always expecting that there's going to be more. And so when that more comes, you're not ready for that and you're not wanting to deal with that. You're pissed because now that more has come or that next decline has come, now you got to reconfigure and figure out how do you do what you were doing before this new change happened. There's always so many things that you have to think about. So having my back up against the wall right now, I don't know. As I'm doing this cast and I'm just talking this out right now, I'm thankful that I have a place to just put it. I can just put it here and just be real with it and say, damn, I'm frustrated. And this is just me being transparent with myself and transparent with the world. Like, I don't always have it together. As I stated in a couple of my other podcasts, recovery is hard. And the daily struggle is keeping my emotions in check and keeping my mental health in a place where I'm not tumbling off of the edge. So I don't know, like, I'm hitting this wall and I'm thankful that I have a place to put this anger and this frustration. I'm thankful that my physical therapist, Jessica, allowed me to just cry in front of her. And I was not actually prepared to do that. That was not what I walked into therapy trying to do last week. But I'm thankful that I was able to put it there. So for those of you listening, you know, I would like to hear back from you. Have you ever hit your wall? And what did that look like for you? How did you get past that? I'm going to keep moving, keep staying positive, and I'm going to keep searching for my next happiness. But I just have to own where I am today. So this is me. This is my podcast talking about hitting the wall. So I would like to know from you guys out there if you've ever hit a wall and what that looked like for you. So if you feel like hitting me up and letting me know what your wall looked like, what you did to overcome that, man, I would sure like to relate and communicate with you on that. Peace out, everybody. Thanks again for listening to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback regarding today's episode, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Relate2019@gmail.com.